T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
We cannot allow the righteous cries and peaceful protesters to be drowned out by an angry mob. The biggest victims of the rioting are peace-loving citizens in our poorest communities. And as their president, I will fight to keep them safe.
That was the president last night. You heard a lot about that story in the 7 o'clock news. Steve will have more at 7:30 here on WCCO's. He's talking about what's happening around the country right now. And you get another summary of that here at 7:30 along with CBS News. I wanted to bring in Major General John Jensen. He leads our Minnesota National Guard, and he joins us here on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline. Major General, good morning.
Good morning, Dave. Good to be with you this morning. Thanks for this opportunity.
Yeah, always great to talk to you. How was everything last night?
I just made a comment to my staff here that my last operational phone call and a message was at 22:54 or 10:54 p.m. So I would describe that as a pretty quiet night for me over this last week.
What is the status, Major General, right now of the Minnesota National Guard on this Tuesday, now that we've had several relatively quiet nights here in the Twin Cities?
Well, yesterday Governor Walz announced that he's beginning to transition the Minnesota National Guard to a role where we're going to be allowed to return back to our hometowns and to our home armories and begin to demobilize off of this state active duty. My commitment to him was that we would for sure maintain the presence, the security presence that he needed, that our Minnesota Department of Public Safety needed, that the multi-agency coordination center needed, and that our two mayors in Minneapolis and St. Paul needed. So hopefully today we're gonna start seeing some Minnesota National Guard trucks heading north, south, east, and west, heading home, but making sure that we have that security apparatus here. If needed. But I tell you, I'm incredibly encouraged this morning based off not only what happened last night, but the night before. And I think in Minnesota here, we are certainly trending in the right direction. And I'm very optimistic this morning.
What was interesting, Major General, is WCCO's Mike Max, who will join us here in about 20 minutes, has been reporting a lot from the streets. And he mentioned yesterday, and actually more than once, that soldiers and law enforcement actually had some significant conversations with protesters that were pleasant and productive. I was talking with Chief Axtell in St. Paul about this as well. Have your troops reported any moments like that?
Oh, absolutely. This is, when the violence began to wane, we got to start building different relationships. They didn't need to be confrontational anymore. Relationships to conversation. And, I'll just give you a quick story. I think it was Sunday. Today's Tuesday. Yeah. So I think it was Sunday. I apologize. It's really running all together. But, I had soldiers on the steps of the Capitol for 17 straight hours, the same soldiers up there doing their security mission, but also engaging with the public, our citizens that had come up there to express their First Amendment right. This one NCO I talked to said, hey, sir, once we started talking, everything de-escalated. And at the end of the day, these citizens, they just want to be heard. They just want to have a conversation. A great story about some guardsmen protecting a grocery store this morning in the paper. And so, yeah, today I think today's about engagement. Today's about conversation, and it's not about face shields and riot batons and violence. I think, you know, again, I'm very encouraged. This has changed, and it's changed rapidly, and it's changed because the citizens of Minnesota changed it.
Major General, when you provide support to law enforcement, as you have done, how does that chain of command work? What kind of collaboration is there? Who ultimately makes those decisions?
Great question, because it can kind of get confusing. So we get our task out of the Multi-Agency Coordination Center. That's the unified command, because you know we're simultaneously operating in Hennepin County, Ramsey County, Dakota County, Minneapolis, St. Paul, and that's the coordination center that sifts through everything and sends out tasks to agencies. And then, you know, Commissioner Harrington and Colonel Langer from the State Patrol, the three of us have been absolutely attached at the hip during this entire time, talking to each other, sharing information, trying to devise, you know, the best way to use the Guard, how I can support the State Patrol, how I can support the City of Minneapolis Police Department and St. Paul Police Department. So it's an incredibly collaborative effort. At the end of the day, though, we're all working for the governor. And the governor is the one who's making decisions, helping us allocate resources to his priorities, to the priorities of the mayor of Minneapolis, the mayor of St. Paul. And so it is a very complex operation. And while we've rehearsed this before, you can't rehearse what Minneapolis and St. Paul have been going through for a week now. There's no way to do that in a training exercise. And so I'm incredibly proud to just be part of that team.
That's interesting. Preparing those troops for something like this is very unusual. Finally, and I don't know if you can really talk about this, but we heard reports through the last few days, before I let you go, of credible threats. Are you able to share how you know if they're credible or not?
Well, there's an intel apparatus to the United States government, both at the federal level and at the state level. These are intelligence experts that spend their entire professional careers doing exactly that, Dave. And when they tell me this is a credible threat, I usually don't question them. I usually follow exactly along with what the professionals are trying to tell me. I like to think that that's one of the key things to whatever success I've had, is that when the experts tell me something, I like to listen to them. So I'm just following their best advice.
Major General, I really appreciate your time here this morning. I know long hours for everybody, including yourself. So I hope you get some rest as well. Thank you very much for taking the time here this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. Again, very optimistic of the direction we're heading here in Minneapolis-St. Paul. Thanks, Dave. I appreciate it.
He's Major General John Jensen, leading the Minnesota National Guard on WCCO Radio. Next up, what's the latest on COVID-19 here in the Twin Cities?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.